Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Here indeed. Welcome, America, to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and man, I'm telling you what, it's been a long weekend, Sean.
Yes, it has.
It's been a very long weekend. We are fresh off the heels of the NRA convention in Charlotte, literally got back hours ago at about 3 o'clock Eastern time this afternoon. What's that make, about 5 hours ago? And took that 5 hour drive back from Charlotte into, yeah, I'm telling you what, after spending a couple days in Charlotte. Let me tell you, have you been to Charlotte? You ever been there?
No, I haven't.
Absolutely beautiful city.
Really?
Awful lot of fun. Driven through it a million times, been around it, been through it, but never really stopped and spent any time. And, well, I'll tell you what, the NRA really did it right in picking Charlotte this year. What an outstanding place, a very fun city, a very safe city. You know, and everything downtown was very vibrant and alive.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, it's not like Tampa, where I'm originally from down there, where at night, you know, it gets dark and everybody just goes away.
Oh, man, that's like Fort Worth.
Yeah, it is. You know, the streets kind of roll up, but Charlotte really had it going on. Of course, you know, you had every hotel down there packed to the gills and 70,000 people, I guess. Probably, I think I was actually had a conversation with Cam Edwards.
Yeah.
And I overheard somebody in the background when I was talking with him in the lobby of the hotel we were staying at, that they expected to exceed the 70,000 people that they had expected to show.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of folks. And they really did it right. They're right. It's acres and acres of guns and gear and everything else. And the difference between the NRA show and the SHOT show is that you can buy stuff.
Really?
At the NRA show. Well, it's open to the public.
Oh, man. See, I'd be buying up everything.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, you know, yeah, you got to watch your finances when you go in there, because you can buy the stuff. It's not just for industry trade like the SHOT is.
Yeah.
And, you know, this one being open to the public, it's kind of like a mini SHOT. You know, the Galco booth, for example, is about a quarter of the booths, you know, from the big guys are about a quarter of the size they normally are on the SHOT floor. But an awful lot of fun, some great speakers. Sarah Palin was there, of course. Gingrich was there. Hannity was there. Beck was there. LaPierre was there. Charlie Daniels played. Nugent was there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Chuck Norris was there, you know, and these guys were accessible.
Okay, see, next year I had to go.
Yeah, it was an awful lot of fun. It made for a long day. But, yeah, next year you need to go to that.
I got to go to that.
And we're going to talk about that tonight with our guest lineup. I would like to mention to the listener that if you checked the armedamericanradio.org website for the guest lineup to watch the video, you'll notice that Aaron Zellman, the head of the Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, JPFO, is listed on the video, Sean. And he called today, and boy, I'll tell you, when I took his phone call on my way back from Charlotte, he was sick as a dog. And, you know, we agreed to bring him on next week.
Okay, sounds
okay.
Good.
So definitely. Aaron will be here next week when he's on top of his game, because I'll tell you, folks, nobody does it or says it better than Aaron. These guys are just like the gun owners of America and everybody else, and no compromise, and he's got an awful lot to say, and we want him to get better. So, Aaron, if you're listening, get better, get well, and we'll see you on the radio next week. So, Sean, make a note of that one, if you would.
I definitely will.
Okay. Also, I'd like to thank the fans, Sean. Had a lot of fans come up
to me in
Charlotte and thank us for bringing Armed American Radio. That was a lot of fun.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And to all you folks, you know who you are, who came up and said hello to me, walking the halls and outside in restaurants, things of that nature. That was great. Thank you very much. We appreciate you listening. And, Sean, interestingly, a number of them are picking up the show in areas where we don't air right now on a terrestrial station, so they're picking it up on the podcast or listening on the live internet feed, which is great because we have listeners in all 50 states and around the world.
Absolutely.
You know, so that was a lot of fun.
This is a great show. Now, did anybody tell you what their favorite parts of the show was?
Everybody likes the roundtable. Yeah. They all kind of get into that. But and I've got just a slew of really good emails.
Very nice.
That also talk. We had some really good quality emails this week that talk about some of the things that they like to hear. So fans, you folks out there that stopped up and said hello, that's great. Thank you very much for listening. a ton of fun, and particularly Carol Hatfield. I don't want to let this one slide. I was talking with Carol Hatfield. Sean, get this.
What?
Her and her husband flew up from Dallas.
Oh, man, my neck of the woods.
Your neck of the woods.
Yes.
But they flew to Atlanta and then rented a car and hopped in the car and drove the 5 hours, the 250 miles to get to Charlotte because they couldn't get a flight into Charlotte. So I don't know if they tried it short notice or not, but you know, that's the type of people that were there, a lot of Patriots.
Very nice.
Carol Hatfield, I hope you guys have a safe trip back. I know they arrived in Dallas tonight. It was fun meeting you, too. Also, Sean, I want to put this out, USCCA membership at www.jointheuscca.com. Jointheuscca.com. We got tremendous response on that last week. I've put together three packages for listeners. We're, believe it or not, third show of our second year already. Outstanding.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
That's something, man.
I'm telling you, and growing like an absolute weed, and we put this package together for listeners. I truly don't know how long that site is going to be up, but, you know, listen, you're talking about a membership now, Sean, that's up to almost 50,000 and growing like a weed.
Very nice. Very nice. And that's what people need to do, show their right to have their bear their arms. That's what it's all about.
You know, even more importantly than that, imagine you've got 50,000 like-minded people and growing like a weed.
Yeah.
Imagine the knowledge.
Exactly.
Inside that 50,000. I mean, you know, folks, there isn't a question that you haven't thought about in your own mind that one of those 50,000 people, I can guarantee you, has also thought about. The forums are just an incredible wealth of information. There are hundreds of thousands of posts. And it's all searchable. You can go in and get some free stuff on jointheuscca.com. I encourage you to do that. I don't know how long it's going to be up. We'll keep it up as long as possible, at least for the remainder of the month, and possibly and hopefully into June. So take advantage of those packages and join the tens of thousands of other people across the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that are taking advantage of that incredible wealth of knowledge, folks just like you, who are, you know, asking questions. And I can guarantee you this, there isn't a question that you've thought of that isn't in there somewhere that somebody can't help you with. And it's a bunch of like-minded folks just like you are. So check that out and take advantage of that.
That's the one thing I like about this show. I have learned a lot. And I went to the police academy in my early days. Never became a police officer, but I wanted to. So I know, had a little bit of weapons training myself. And I've learned so much that, you know, I enjoy listening as well as being a part of the show.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And you know, when we've got guys, let's go ahead and give the guest lineup tonight. I mentioned that Aaron was not going to make it in. Folks, by popular demand, you'll love this. Masad Ayoub, Sean.
Oh, he's absolutely wonderful.
Oh, man. He is the master of self-defense.
Yes.
Author of dozens of books. Countless magazine columns. I can't even begin to tell you. And I've got one here. He's got one out in American Handgunner. Of course, the Ayoub Files,
mm-hmm.
Shot from Ambush. We're going to analyze that with him tonight. I also had an outstanding email from a gentleman outside of Detroit,
mm-hmm.
in Warren, Michigan, which borders up against the city.
Yeah.
And I'll read this email later about a run-in that he had with police officers in Warren. And we'll do that in the second hour when Masad is on the broadcast, and we'll get the expert, active duty law enforcement and defense witness. We'll get all that information from Masad, and we'll let him answer this email as only he can. And believe me, when he speaks, people listen.
Yes, they do.
Like that commercial. You know, who was that? Smith Barney, right?
Yes.
Something like that. Well, I don't remember what it was. I'm too tired, folks. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
But we're going to bring you a wealth of information with Masad Ayoub, and he is going to be calling us. Get this. We're going to talk to him. He's actually going to be on his way from Phoenix to Tucson, that beautiful desert ride. Actually, not to Tucson. He's actually got a little bit farther out to Sierra Vista.
Ooh.
And he's not going to make it to Tombstone. Not this trip. He's too short on time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's going to be calling us from the beautiful desert out there in Arizona, and we'll be talking with him shortly. That's a lot of fun. Also, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, is blinking on the screen.
As we speak.
As we speak, he is. George, we'll get to you shortly. I know you're listening to us, and we will be talking about a number of really crazy stories. We've got some Bonehead Awards. They seem to go to a lot of the same people because you have a lot of the same people saying really stupid things.
Well, they're stupid people.
They have look up Bonehead, you know, check it out in Merriam-Webster's online.
Let me not say that. They are either misinformed or want you to think they're misinformed.
No, they're stupid. They're stupid. When you take a listen to it, uh-huh. You'll see how stupid they are. And before we go to our first break and come back with George Hill and get into some of these emails and talk some guns and gear real quick, our newest affiliate, Sean, we're proud of this one, WWRC.
Oh, yes, in Washington, am I correct?
Washington, D.C., 1260 a.m.
Yes.
The belly of the beast.
There we are.
The entire District of Columbia, bits and pieces of Northern Virginia, parts of Maryland. Your prescription for freedom has been filled beginning next Sunday.
Very nice.
You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. That was Sean Young, my producer, and we'll be right back right after these messages. Take a listen.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hard-working American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com. Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco Gun Leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony. You know, when you're matched with someone on 29 dimensions of compatibility, it's a whole new world. Listen to what Erica, a real-life eHarmony success story, has to say about it.
It's absolutely different for me than any other previous relationship. I never imagined that I would find someone that would make me so happy.
Visit eHarmony.com and discover what so many singles have found. Log on today and review your eHarmony matches absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
Hey
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, folks. Sean, I get a lot of emails, people saying, hey, we love when you open the show with quotes.
Yes.
I've got a quote here.
Uh-oh.
I just got to Newark. How long till the round table? And that comes into us from Mr. Rob Pincus, trainer extraordinaire and my official co-host every 3 weeks here on Armed American Radio. Rob is trying desperately to get to Ireland, and we had another volcanic ash explosion.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, they've canceled all flights, and when I talked to him earlier today, he was stuck in Houston.
Right.
He's been going, I don't know where he came from, but got to Houston, and then now he's up in Newark. So that's the quote now, and I sent him a response back that said, 1 hour and 40 minutes, can you make it? I'm getting ready to announce you if you can, and he said, no promises, but probably. So ladies and gentlemen, Rob Pincus, who has been traveling and would normally have been here tonight with us, will be attempting to get into the roundtable discussion throughout his travels in about the next hour and 45 minutes or so, somewhere in that range. In the meantime, let's give numbers and emails out real quick.
Absolutely.
877-956-9566. 877-956-9566 brings you into the studio lines, and you'll go directly to
me.
Mr. Sean Young.
Mr.
Sean Young. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org brings you into the studio on the computers. And with no further ado, let's bring Mr. George Hill. And George, welcome.
Mark, it's a pleasure and a privilege as always. Sean, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right, George. How you doing?
Outstanding.
Very good.
We're going to keep him on, George. We're going to keep Sean on. We love right bantering on. Back and forth with him, and we love getting his insight.
Right on. I feel sorry for Rob being stuck in an airport, but knowing Rob, he's making the best of a bad situation, and he's probably in one of those preferred customer lounges.
Yeah, one of those frequent flyer lounges, right?
Yeah, surrounded by a flock of stewardesses, so I'm sure he's suffering comfortably.
Well, maybe he has his laptop booted up, and he's listening to the program up there in very gun-friendly New Jersey, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
hey,
absolutely.
Check this out, folks. Let's get to a couple emails. How about it?
Sounds
George,
great.
Yeah, let's hit them.
George, I've got a lot to cover with you. I've got some really good questions on some specific firearms that people were asking about this week that I'd like to get to you later in this hour.
Oh, right on. I love
regarding some
about the hardware.
Oh, absolutely, and there's nobody better to do it. But first, let's read this one here. This is fun, Sean. You'll like this. Hi, Mark. I love your show. It's full of valuable information for armed Americans. Learn so much about training in the law. Your guests are awesome, especially Rob Pincus, Dr. Bruce Eimer, Dane von Breiken-Ruckhardt, and Masad Ayoub, and the Ogre, among many others. I've been listening on your website since we don't have it on the radio in San Diego, but I contacted my local stations, and KFMB 760 said they are working on it.
Nice.
Right. That's nice to know. I was thinking that if we can get your show here in time for the June 8th primaries, Jay LeSueur would be an awesome guest for our area. Thanks and keep up the great work. That's from Harvey Young. Harvey, Jay LeSueur has been on this program one time before, and I can promise you that we'll have him back. He and Lieutenant Bill Hunt are doing just amazing work out there.
Absolutely, they are.
Southern California, George?
You know, the weather's nice. The beaches are beautiful.
The ground shakes.
Yeah, a few earthquakes and bad politics and policy decisions, but.
And the ground shakes. I have felt that out there one time many years ago. I had a cousin that lived in Poway. What a beautiful place. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I couldn't get out of there fast enough.
See, I'd be all to pieces.
Yeah, that's not fun. So that came in from Harvey Young. Harvey, we appreciate that very much. Guys, check this one out, George. I'll get your comments on this, and I'll ask you to stay unemotional.
I'll do my best.
Now, this came in from Steve Payne, and I don't know where Steve is from. And he says he received this from a friend. I have no idea. I haven't had the time to check on this. I don't know if this is just running around the internet or not, but we can do some verification and find out and report back. I had a doctor's appointment at the local VA clinic yesterday and found something very interesting I would like to pass along. While going through triage before seeing the doctor, I was asked at the end of the exam three questions. 1, did I feel stressed? 2, did I feel threatened? And 3, did I feel like doing harm to someone? The nurse then informed me if I had answered yes to any of the questions, I would have lost my concealed carry permit as it would have gone into my medical records and the VA would have reported it to Homeland Security. I am a Vietnam vet and 15-year concealed carry permit holder. Looks like they are going after us vets. Be forewarned and be aware. Mm-hmm. The Obama administration has gone on record as considering veterans and gun owners as potential terrorists. If you are a veteran, you've been warned. If you know veterans, please pass this on to them. Now, I have not dug into that, ladies and gentlemen. I want to let you know that right up front. I have not had the opportunity to do some serious digging on that. George, have you heard anything about this?
I've not. This is the first I've heard of that, and it's absolutely frightening. However, it does not surprise me because the Attorney General and our great leader of the Homeland Security has basically flat out said that people like us are potential terrorists.
Well, we have heard on the news many reports that, of course, they are, you know, and you see, what is it, Southern Poverty?
Yes.
John,
yes.
Saying all kinds of garbage, you know, about gun owners being on, you know, hate groups and all this.
It's, as a matter of fact, it's, I was reading some stuff earlier today because I did a check on my name, and it absolutely, I remember writing about an article that they were talking about guns and stuff and how, you know, the Second Amendment is a joke and stuff. So, yeah, I could see some of that.
Well, what I know for a fact is that, and I know that the NRA has been fighting it for quite some time. Of course, the administration has been saying publicly that, you know, or various factions within the administration have been saying publicly that veterans coming back, mm-hmm. you know, we've all heard this, and they're losing their Second Amendment rights, and the NRA is fighting that mm-hmm. tooth and nail right now. What I don't know about is these three questions. That's what I'm referring to. I've not been able to dig into that.
Now,
so we'll check in. If anybody out there listening knows, please feel free to call us, 877-956-9566, and educate us, and then we'll look into it further.
I remember that Sarah Palin had brought something like this up once before when they were trying to pass the health care bill. And I don't remember the whole deal, but I do remember those questions because it caught me off guard. But I didn't read the whole article to see what they were going to do with the information. But I definitely know that those were some of the questions that they were asking veterans.
Yeah, we'll follow that up and get some verification.
Now,
and speaking of Sarah Palin.
The implications of this can spread to anybody.
Yes.
Well, that's the whole point. That's what the National Rifle Association is fighting for. And when you hear the rumblings about the terrorist watch list and the no-fly list,
mm-hmm.
and
absolutely.
You hear the left wing saying that, you know, we cannot allow these people to buy guns,
mm-hmm.
once your name is on there, you don't know how your name gets on that list. And they say, well, you can get it off. It's as easy as making yeah, okay, sure. Have you ever called the IRS?
Uh-huh.
And just tried to get through the prompts on the phone, folks? Give me a break. Have a cup of coffee and then brew another pot, folks.
Mm.
You ain't getting through anytime soon. Yeah, wait till health care is run by the government. Of course, I don't think that's going to happen. Hey, speaking of Sarah Palin, they hate guns and yet have no problem starring in shoot 'em up action films with bullets flying and blood splattering and dainty little starlets carrying their AK-47s and big old machine guns. She said that at the convention in Charlotte on Friday. And, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know, they just want the criminals to win. That's what it is.
The irony and the hypocrisy.
Yeah, the hypocrisy knows no bounds. There's no limit to how shady and low and hypocritical they can get.
You better believe it. And that music means we'll be right back after these messages. We've got a couple Bonehead Awards to give out, and then we're going to dig into some more emails and get specific on some gun models with George and get his professional gun selling opinion. I'm Mark Walters with Sean Young and George the Mad Ogre Hill. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Washington, D.C. listeners on WWRC 1260 AM beginning next week. Your prescription for freedom is being filled, and that is a beautiful thing. In the belly of the beast, guys. In the belly of the beast within earshot of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
That is amazing. Hopefully yeah, some of this message will sink into those extraordinarily sick skulls.
Yeah, well, we shall see. We shall see, because that's coming next week. Hey, real quick, 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566 brings you in to talk to Sean, who you can hear right here. Sean?
I'm here.
There he is. Let's go right to an email. George, I've been waiting to get to this one with you. I have my thoughts on this, but I want to hear this from you. Right. And I want to see where we're at. And this is, I want to let listeners know that that you've not heard this. And I love bouncing this stuff off of you live.
Right on.
Because
okay.
I love getting your you know, your right from the gut opinion right out of the blue. Mark, I'm a fan of your show and was a member of the USCCA, but ended up quitting my subscription to give to a buddy of mine who is an ex-Navy SEAL. Christian brother, blood brother, and gun brother. Can't afford both. Besides, he has taught me a lot about defense, shooting, etc. And as we are blessed, so are we to bless. Anyway, I love downloading your show to my iPod to listen in the car each week. A question I have for you is, what do you guys think of the Bursa Thunder 380? I bought one and love it. Seems well-made, well-engineered, accurate, and easy to handle and carry. Also, kind of on the same subject, you guys have talked about the 380 ACP as it is becoming popular. Can you guys possibly discuss home defense ammunition on the show sometime? Since the 380 is just on the border of having enough power, I am about to purchase some Hornady home defense rounds. Do these home defense rounds make the 380 just that much more effective than plain old hollow points? I would appreciate an email back from you if you get this in time. Thanks. Love your choice of guests on the show. I have learned it is not just about getting a CPL and a pistol. It is about the whole discipline, practice, and pursuit of life and our rights. That's from Bob Jeremette. I hope I pronounced your last name right, Bob. Bob Jeremette in Highland, Michigan. Now, first thing I want to tell Bob is your membership has been taken care of today. It's on me. You're all set. Welcome back to the USCCA, and thanks very much for helping out a blood brother and a warrior.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Really appreciate that very much, especially your blood brother there and the Navy SEAL and American warrior. George, what are your thoughts on that 380, that Bursa? I have mine. I'm really dying to hear yours.
Okay, well, first off, the Bursa line, they're very affordable. They're lower cost, but they are a very good quality. It's an excellent bang for your buck firearm for those who can't afford to pony up for the M&P, the Glock, or a SIG. You know, a Bursa is going to be just fine. I actually like them, and I think they're a great value. Now, the 380, though, that's a little cartridge, and it's what we've kind of agreed on as being kind of like the minimum caliber for defensive purposes. And, you know, the Bursa, as good as it is, it's accurate, it's reliable. You shoot them a lot, they can smooth up, and it's a worthy investment. And I just have my misgivings about that cartridge. However, he mentioned the critical defense ammo by Hornady, and it's not home defense ammo, it's called critical defense. And most any reputable gun stores should be able to carry that or do carry that. What it is, it's basically a pre-clogged hollow point. And that hollow point's clogged with rubber, and what happens is that rubber forces expansion instead of just having it clogged normally and having it pass through like a full metal jacket. It's probably one of the better choices for defense in that caliber. My hang-up is just the caliber. What do you think, Mark?
Okay. I agree with you, and we have said that publicly many times regarding the 380, and I always go back to this. Do I want to get shot with it? And, of course, the answer to that is what?
Oh, no. You don't want to take a hit.
No, I don't want to get shot with anything. I don't want to get shot with a slingshot. But here's the thing. Let's talk about the weight of the Bursa 380.
They're heavy.
They're very heavy guns. They're made out of what, George?
They're made out of steel.
They're steel, and they're heavy. Now, that's why that gun is so pleasant to shoot, and I have fired one many times, and they are fun to shoot because they are heavy. Now, when we're talking about a choice in a concealed carry weapon, here's my misgivings. If I'm going to carry a gun that heavy, I may want to consider going into another line and stepping up a caliber. Possibly even two. By that I mean going from the 380 in that heavy Bursa and jumping up to a 9mm or a 40. George, you've got the Glock 23. The difference in weight between the two is nominal.
That's very true. As far as weight on the hip goes, you can carry a lighter gun in a heavier caliber. But sticking with that Bursa line, if he wants to stay with that, that affordable kind of a value package. Bursa makes the 9mm, the Thunder 9. They make a Thunder 45 that's only a slightly heavier.
Right.
And those are good guns. Those have been personal favorites of mine for a long time. they're good. I can't say anything about it. I just avoid the 380 caliber.
You know, I don't want to say to avoid the 380 caliber. The 380 caliber with the advancements in bullet technology nowadays, you know, it's not my choice.
It's not
my personal choice. And from a price standpoint, George, I know that there are guns in your counter at your shop that you could probably move somebody to in a 9 that are similar to that.
Oh, absolutely.
But what about a CZ?
CZs have they've become popular and they've gone up in prices. But you could certainly get a Smith & Wesson Sigma, which is more of a duty-grade weapon, similar to the Glock, and that's going to be a good...
Very similar to the Glock.
Yeah, there's a story behind that that we don't need to get into today, right now at least.
If you're familiar with the Glock and you've ever seen the Sigma, they have the same feel, is what you're relying to, is what you're referring to. But you're right. From a price standpoint, the Sigma will accomplish that same goal and jump you up a caliber. So I think the general consensus here is the 380 is a little bit light. It's not my personal choice. It's not your personal choice. If you want to step up the weight factor, and there are, you know, you want to balance the weight and the money factor, there are options available to you if you want to go up in that. But that Bursa is a great pick for a 380 if you can carry that weight and conceal it. And do it without a problem. You know, you definitely get, and pun intended here, your bang for the buck, no question about it.
And ammo selection is all the more critical in the smaller calibers. You're going to have to buy the more expensive ammo. The Hornady Critical Defense, there is Pro-Load, there is Corbon, Extreme Shock, and these are some, you know, stout loads. They're hot, they're powerful, and they're designed to expand very well. And that's going to maximize that little gun's capabilities.
All right, now I'm going to jump to a follow-up email because I responded to Bob, okay? And I left this follow-up specifically for this discussion because Bob followed up to let me know that he didn't mention in his previous email, but he also shoots a Glock 19. Which is a great gun, but he hasn't yet decided on an inside-the-waistband or IWB holster for it yet. The Bursa is easy to carry in any holster, he says. If you have any suggestions for my Glock 19, I have no holster drawer, as you guys talk about, and I don't want to spend a fortune on a holster. So, when we come back from the break, I want to comment on that Glock 19 for just a minute, George, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Because that is an incredibly popular weapon and kind of answers the question about that 23 or going into that 9, all right, that a lot of folks ask on a regular basis when it comes down to money because times are tight right now, folks. I've been down to my last 50 bones. I know how it feels. You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. I'm joined by my producer, Sean Young, who's chiming in. We love it. And George, the Mad Ogre Hill, and we'll be right back. Enjoy the AC/DC for a second.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
One shot.
one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we are talking about guns and ammunition. And it's a beautiful thing, because the Second Amendment that we talk about protects our First Amendment right to give people bonehead awards, including the President of the United States, who we gave a bonehead of the award of the week award to last week, didn't we, Sean?
Yes, we did.
We had fun with that one. It's always fun to give a bonehead award, and I can't wait. I'm going to tell you folks right now that I guarantee you he says something stupid between now and next week's show when we're live in Washington, D.C. So let's just let the cat out of the bag and say we're going to give a bonehead of the week award to the President of the United States. And you know what? We don't even know what he's going to say yet. We just know he's going to say it.
Yeah, he's going to mess up somehow.
Right? And by the way, folks in Greenville, South Carolina, Spartanburg, Anderson drove through your neck of the woods today. And I'll tell you what, stopped and got some food. And would you like some sweet tea with that?
Where'd you eat?
Oh, I don't even remember, some little barbecue joint. You want some sweet tea with that? You know, I love it because I did a lot of work in the Carolinas. No, that was an unsweet tea. Well, you're in Carolina, you got to get some sweet tea. No, my doctor says, no, I got to watch my sugar. I'm getting old.
Oh, come on, just one time. Tell him you're in South Carolina. He ain't going to mind. I guarantee he drinks it too. Go and get you some sweet tea.
That's what happens, man. You know, you got to love the Carolinas.
Absolutely.
They're so darn friendly.
Yep.
With that heart attack in a bun and all that barbecue, you don't want no sweet tea. It ain't going to hurt you.
Yeah, but they know how to eat up there, down there.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. There's nothing better than East North Carolina barbecue, Lexington, North Carolina barbecue.
I don't know. I'm going to have to argue and say Virginia barbecue is the best.
Hey, you know,
that's true.
The barbecue wars, you know, they go on. Believe me, we'll talk about that because it's summertime and a lot of folks are grilling, and I'll give you some. You know what? I'm going to give my pork shoulder recipe and secrets out.
Yes, please.
On today's show. I'll do that. It's very simple. George, welcome back. We have a ton of emails. We're going to move quick, and I understand, Sean, we have a phone call.
Yes, we have Vincent from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Vincent is listening to us on WWTC 1280, The Patriot in St. Paul. You got to love it. Vincent, welcome to Armed American Radio.
Yes, thank you very much, and God bless you for what you all do there. I thought this was dead here this year, that the Vietnam vet there, he mentioned about when he goes to the VA.
Right.
This goes back to 97, but it came out when Sarah Palin talked about the death panel.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
And Jim Tully wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal, The Death Book for Veterans. Ex-soldiers don't need to be told they're a burden to society. In the VA, they have what they call your life, your choices.
Yes.
This goes here, let's see, August 2009. But after it came out, you know, then they, you know, took it away. You know, they weren't giving it out to, you know, having the veterans fill it out. But now, I don't know. This is a year later almost.
Well, we're talking about now, too, and we have talked about it on this show, and I was a little bit unprepared on that tonight when I got the email, but it was a good one, and I wanted to bring it up tonight on the air. Post-traumatic stress syndrome, mm-hmm. of course, we hear yep. rumblings about disqualifying. They're using that to disqualify veterans and strip them of their Second Amendment rights. It's just despicable
yep.
what we're hearing and everything from this administration.
All the wars there, you know, World War II had a different name for it, or Korea, you know.
Sure.
So in our war, you know, it was post-traumatic, you know. You know, it's just different names for it in other wars. You know,
it goes back. World War II, it was called shell shock.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Great point, George. You're absolutely right. Hey, Vincent, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Keep listening. We've got some great gun stuff here that we want to get to. You betcha. Keep listening up there. George, I have so much here to cover with you.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and I got an email here from a gentleman by the name of Donald Covell. What I carry and more, and I don't want to get to this one right now because I want to get to the guns, but I want to save David's or Donald's email because it's why we do this show.
Okay.
It's that important of an email. It you know, I forwarded it to some folks and I said, you know what, this is what it's all about. This is why we sit here and do what we do, and this is why we never take a break. I don't care where we drove from. But freedom never takes a break, and freedom never gets a break. So we're going to talk about it live, right?
Very true.
Right on. Let's.
All right. That's what we're going to do. And anyway, George, wow, I have so much here. Take a listen to this one. Hi, Mark. David here, and I believe I have listened to every show since the beginning, except the one that you had trouble with a week or so ago, and that was because we had trouble with the feed and couldn't get the recording up. Missed the roundtable on that one. Anyway, I was wondering if one of your experts had heard anything about the Kel-Tec PF9. Interesting question, George. I usually carry a Ruger LCP or Taurus Ultralight 38 Special, but I had ordered a PF9, and that, of course, is 9mm, last August. It is on back order. Kel-Tec has been advertising this pistol in the NRA American Rifleman magazine, but doesn't seem to be making any. I have three local gun shops trying to find me one, and I have called Kel-Tec, but just get the standard answer. Thanks. David Novinger, USCCA member. George, I've held one of those guns in my hand, and one of my first 9mm years ago was a Kel-Tec P11, which, of course, is a very kind of bulky handgun.
Well,
the PF9 was the answer to that. Tell us about it. What can you tell David?
Well, the P11 and the PF9 are similar size as far as height and length. If I remember right, the PF9, now this is, I haven't looked this up, I haven't heard this email yet, but I think this is the single-stack version of the P11.
It is the single-stack version of the P11, roughly the same dimensions, but single-stack.
And it's holding about, what, 7 plus 1?
You are on the money.
Okay. Well, the Kel-Tecs, they're great pistols. If you take the time to verify that the gun's reliable, some of them need a fluff and buff. And if you do that, and it is reliable, and you shoot good quality ammo through it, it's going to be an extraordinary carry package. The P11 is a little bulky because it's a little thick, being a double stack. But as far as weight and the size, I think they're great little guns. I actually have some very fond feelings for those Kel-Tecs. I just love them, and it's a great company. It's a great U.S. company. So
they do. They build a great little piece, a very reliable piece, and I've heard, you know, over the years that I've owned a Kel-Tec P-32, George, a P-3AT. In fact, I owned the first generation P-3AT with the octagon barrel. You remember what I'm talking about?
Yes.
They've since redesigned that. The action is the same, but a very reliable gun. And you can look online and see. I mean, just go to YouTube and put in P-3AT reviews, and you'll see some really amazing things about it. It gets really, really good marks in that little 380 package, and it's manageable. The felt recoil is very manageable. The Kel-Tec PF9 I have handled, but I have not shot the gun. I can speak from personal experience with the Kel-Tec P11, a little bit bulky, a little bit too bulky for my hands. You know, that's why I like the Glock DeGen 4 with the new slim grip, George.
Absolutely. I'd recommend this guy just have some patience and wait for it, because it'll be worth the wait.
Yeah, and he's got a great gun with the Ruger LCP, David. You've got a super gun with the Ruger LCP. The Taurus Ultralight 38 Special is out of this world. Great little revolver, extremely reliable. So hang in there. It's a great choice. And send back an email. Let us know when you get the thing. And if we can find somebody, we'll let you know. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Hour 1 of Armed American Radio. I appreciate it very much. Stick around. We'll be back after these messages with Hour 2. Massad Ayoub, the man himself, the master of self-defense, will join us. We'll bring him in as soon as we can. He's calling on a cell phone, so bear with us. And we'll see you right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Turn it up.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.